Chazal tell us on the pasuk Yisiv say Koyin Yishmur Adas V'Tari Vakshim Epiu Kimal Hashem Tzavokas. What does it mean? Kisif say Koyin Yishmur Adas V'Tari Vakshim Epiu Kimal Hashem Tzavokas. If the Rav is doimet ha-malach, then you should be makabel Torah from him. If he's not doimet ha-malach, you shouldn't be makabel Torah from him. I don't know if any of us know what a malach is. We don't know one until we see one. You have to be zeichet to see a malach is a tremendous madrega. So what does that mean? When you look for a Rebbe, you have to look for a malach. So I once heard a pshat that we find by the malachim that the noisner reshus zela zela hagdish liyotzram. They step down and they give reshus for someone else to also be magdish to say kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have Talmid HaChamim or Shekoil, that are Talmid HaChamim themselves, and they give up their own opportunity to give to others, so then they have a din of a malach. So Tak is such a Rishkoil, such a Rav, that gives away his own schus when he's able to do even a better job, and he gives it to someone else. So that's a malach. So a little bit we'll talk about the Indian of Sfiris HaOmer. We all know we started counting the Omer. And there's a lot to talk about in Sfiris HaOmer. Is it Midaraisa? Is it Midarabanan? We're going to start talking a little bit about the Balamor's kasher. The Balamor really asks three kashers at the end of Arvei Pesachim on Svira. First kasher he asks is, why don't we say a Shechianu? We know in all mitzvahs we say a Shechianu. On Svira, we don't say a Shechianu. Why is it that we don't say a Shechianu? He says we don't say because it's Agmas Nefesh, it's Zeichel HaMikdash, and something that Zeichel HaMikdash, we're really trying to remember that in times in Beis HaMikdash, there was the Omer, and the Karban Omer, and we counted if there was the Karban Omer, so it's a tremendous Agmas Nefesh that we have to remember that. So when we have Agmas Nefesh, halavai we should be on that Madrega, but we have that Agmas Nefesh, so we don't say Shechianu. The other kasha he asks is, why is it, two other kashas basically in the same Mahalach, is Benegeya Sveika de Yoima? He says, well, first of all, he says, how can we start counting the second Ayyantiv? If it's Mimachros HaShabbos, right, we all know we start counting Sfira, Mutzoya, the first day Ayyantiv. Now, if the second Ayyantiv, we're going to make a Seder, so it's not Mutzoya, the first Ayyantiv. It's Erev Yontif. We're just starting Yontif. According to the count of the second Seder being really the first Seder, because why are we doing it again? The Torah doesn't say you should make two Sdarim, you should make 2 days Pesach. The Torah says 1 day Pesach. Why are we making a second night Pesach? The Torah to make the second night because it's a Sveka de Yom. It's a Sufik whether really Tezvav is Tezvav. Maybe Tezvav is really Yadav because we don't know the previous month. It was a Malei Achas and the Shluchim didn't come. So we have Yom Tezvav and then we have Yom Tezayin. So maybe Yom Tezayin is really Yom Tezvav. So it comes out the same night of the Seder, he's saying Sfira. So how can we do that? The next question he asks is, what's with Sveika de Yoima? If we have Sveika de Yoima, the Chayra, we should count Sfira twice. Last night, when we started counting the first night, we should have said the first night. But on the Tzad, we didn't start counting Sfira yet because it's the first night Pesach, so we didn't count Bechlal. So the second night, we should say, tonight's the first night, and tonight's the second night. And the third night, we should say, tonight's the second night, and tonight's the third night. Every single night, we should count two Sfiras. Why? On the Tzad that the first day was Pesach, we started counting Matzoy the first day. On the Tzad the second day is Pesach, so we start counting Matzoy the second day Pesach. Why is it that we're counting only once? If we know all Yomim Tovim, we have it then of a Sveika de Yom, Sukkot, 2 days. Pesach, 2 days. Shavuos, 2 days. All the Yom Tovim, we keep 2 days. Why? Because we have a Sofik. So Sveika de Yom, we keep 2 days. So L'chayra, it should be the same thing by the Sfiris HaOmer. Since we don't know when Pesach is, and we keep 2 days Yom Tov, and we start counting Matzoy the first night. We start counting as Pesach. We say that it's Machros HaShabbos, because the first day was Pesach. If the first day was Pesach, so we have to start counting Sfiris the first Matzoy the first night. But what happens if really the second day is really the first day of Pesach? So then we have to start counting Matzoy the second day, the first night. So at Matzoy, last night, we should have counted the first night and the second night. Why are we only counting the second night? And we're not making any Sveika de Yom. That is the kasha that the Balamor asks, and the Ran brings it down here at the end of Harvey Pesachim, a gewaldige kasha. Why we don't make a Sveiki Dreim out of Sphere? And that seems to be, in this Ran, that he holds that L'chayrit is no chilik between Sphere and any other Yom Tovim. Just like Yontif, you would make a Sveiki Dreim, so too here, you would make a Sveiki Dreim. What's very interesting about it is that the Ran himself names on for Adava Pashit that Sviras Ha'oima Bizman Azez Adrabon. He names on for Adava Pashit that Sviras Ha'oima Bizman Azez Adrabon, because we see by Mugabe the Teretz of the Kasha why we don't say Shechiyonu on Svira. He says because it's Zeichel Amigdash. Since it's Zeichel Amigdash, that means is if it's Zeichel Amigdash, it's only Midrabon. If it's only Midrabon, he was still going and asking a Kasha of Sveika the Yomit, on that the Balamor, the Ran say a whole different teretz. But Lamaisa, it's a very interesting thing that we have to point out before we continue, that till now we knew Pesach is a deraisa to keep Yontif the first day Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. To keep Yontif the 15th day of Tishrei is a deraisa. To keep Yontif all these days, the 6th day of Sivan, Vav Sivan, is a deraisa. We don't know when it is, so we keep another day. But Mehecha Teisa, by Adrabonon, that we have to keep another day. But this is, seems the Balamor is naming off Adava Pashit, that even Adrabonon, we would make Svira 2 days. We should make it, and he has a whole different text. Not, he doesn't answer because it's Adrabonon, we shouldn't do it. That he answers on Zeichel and Migdash, it's Agmas Nefesh, we shouldn't say Shechiyon. But Lechoyri, you see that the Balamor names it off Adava Pashit over here. And that even if it's midrabanan, we would go and make a sveika de yoyma. We should make a sveika de yoyma. If you look in the Ran and Sukkah, the sugya and daf mem zayin, it's not so clear that that is true. In the case of Mishnah, the Rambam and Hilchas Mila also say very clearly that by the rabbanan we don't make a sveika de yoyma. You don't make by the rabbanan a sveika de yoyma, and that's. And that's what they hold, the case of Mishnah. There are other Rishonim that you don't make. But the Balam Mor names on for Adava Pashit that Svir Soim is Midrabonon, and still you should make a Sveika de Yom. The Balam Mor and the Ran, over here in Pesachim. The Balam Mor gives a Teretz, the following Teretz. He says that what's going to happen if you're going to start counting Svira every single night twice. That means is, let's say tonight you're going to count 3 and 2. So what's going to happen the 49th night? We're going to be always one day behind, 49 and 48. So when are we going to count the 49th, the first night Shavuos? If you're counting Svira the first night Shavuos on the 49th night, so what's going to happen? It's really not Shavuos. So people maybe will say, it's not really Shavuos. The real Shavuos is the second day Shavuos. And they're going to come to be Mezalzel in the Yontif of Shavuos. That's the Balam Mor says. We can't do something that it's going to come out of Zilzal in the Yontif of Shavuos. We're going to count 49 days, and then we're going to get to the last night. We're going to do every night twice. So the night before Shavuos will be 49 and 48. But then because of the Sveik of the Yoyma, let's say Pesach was really the second day, what's going to be is we're going to go and count the 49th day. We're going to count the first night Shavuos, and Shavuos, then that's Yontif. So people are going to say, it's only 49, the real Shavuos is really tomorrow night. People are going to be mazals on the first day of Yontif. Now even though, just wanted to make this clear, if I didn't clarify it before, that even though today we don't have Sveika the Yoyma really anymore, because we have a Luach, and we were Mekadosh the Luach already, but Minig HaBeseinu B'Yadeinu, we hold on the Mesoira of this Sveika de Yoyma. Exactly what din it has today as a Sofik or as a Minig HaBeseinu B'Yadeinu, that's a big Arichas, and the Rishonim and Achronim about that, we're not going to go into that. But Lamaisa, the end of the day, what's going to happen is that we can't do something that's going to be a Zilzal in the Yontif Rishon of Shavuos. He doesn't say the Ran and the Balamor don't go into what was Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Shoyekayim and it was a real suffix. So maybe it's not a real suffix today. So maybe it's only Zeichel Amigdash and the Takonas of a Minig. So maybe they say this Svara. But Al-Kaponim, this is the Svara that they say. And the same Svara is why we start, so why do we start counting in Nachamal? So it was the second kasha. Second kasha that the Baal Amor asked is why do we start counting the second night Pesach? L'chayre, l'chayre you have the same kasha. If you're going to count the second night Pesach, it's going to be a zilzil to Pesach. That's not a kasha, he says, because that is a, we have to start counting, we have no choice. So the ik halach, we can't be, and we have to, we have no choice, we have to start counting, and we have to keep the second day Pesach. So that's what we do. Other Rishonim say a different teretz, it's separately, it's not set together, and but then you have to know how to answer all the kasha. But al kaponim, if Sfira Sa'im is something clear that you have to start tonight, and we have to keep the second day Yontif because of Safik and Minigab Hussein Abiyadainu, so then we do it. But if there's going to be a Zilzal later on, cause of a Sveika the Yoima, we don't make a Sveika the Yoima because later on, when a Zilzal can come out in Shavuos. The Dvar of Rom in his Tshuvas, the Kovner Rav, the great Goyin and Tzaddik, in his Tshuvas, Chelik Aleph Siman Lamed Daled, is the following Shaila. Someone asked him, someone's traveling, he's out of touch, and he doesn't know what day of Sfira it is. Is it the fifth day, the fourth day, the eighth day, the ninth? He doesn't know. He doesn't know what day of Sfira it is. What should he do? So everyone will tell you, you know, we don't know what the real Mar is. Is it the Roman lettuce? Is it the Chorein? So we eat both, right? We don't know. A lot of things we don't know. We don't know when we blame Pasha Zocher, if it's Zecher HaMalek or Zecher HaMalek. We say both. So you do both. You always look, right? We don't know if a shear of a kezayis is this, is a third of a matzah, a quarter of a matzah, half of, you eat till you know for sure it's a shear. That's in all mitzvahs. We know, no problem. We do both. We do extra. We do more. The people wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, they wear both. You have, in many mitzvahs, you have this concept, we do both. So L'chayra, say the same thing, the guy's on the way, he doesn't know which day it is, say both days of Sfira, and you Mekayim both. Says the Kovner Rav, it's not a poshut thing, because Sfira, you have to know what you're saying, what you're counting, it has to be clear. If you don't know what you're counting, and you don't know what you're saying, then you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, someone's traveling on the way, and he doesn't know, he's out of touch of society, he doesn't know what night of Sfira it is, he's just going to say both, just the chaparai and zecher and zecher, it's not going to be good. By zecher and zecher, so you just the shiloh, the word, is it zecher amalek or is it zecher amalek? But here, if it's the fourth night, it's not the third night. If it's the third night, it's not the fourth night. So which night is it? Here's the guy. What night are you counting? He doesn't know. The idea of counting is to have a clear count of which night it is. And if you don't have a clear count and which night it is, then you can't count. So it's a tremendous problem. What should this person do? What can he do? And the Kovner Rav wants to say a svara, could be the guy can't count bechlal. And the emes is there's a shtickle raya from the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Sfira that says ladies shouldn't count. They don't know what they're saying when they're counting. Just to count, Ayoyim Shloish Yomim Baim was before the Beis Yaakovs. You know, the girls stayed home. They didn't know Hebrew, and they just to re-say the words in Hebrew. They don't know. The Mishabur brings it down. They don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. If they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, right, a person that just becomes from, he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's just reading it, he doesn't know what he's saying. He should count in English, but if he's counting in Hebrew, he doesn't know what he's saying, so he's not going to be counted. The same, similar thing we have in the Poskim by Bittel Chometz. Someone says, Kochamir v'chamir, and he has no idea what he's saying. He thinks he's mamish, he's getting close to the Rebbeinu Shloim, he thinks he's a bakoshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have panosa. He doesn't know what he's saying in Kochamir. So such a person is not Mavatlis Chometz. He can say it 100 times. A person has to understand and know what he's saying when he's saying it. So a person that's Kochamiri doesn't understand it, no good. A person that doesn't know how to count, had no Lashon HaKodesh, and they're going to say Lashon HaKodesh, again, then it's not going to count, it's not going to be good. So the same concept that Dvar Avraham says, that a person's counting, they have no idea which night of Sfira it is. They don't know if it's the third night of Sfira, they don't know if it's the fourth night of Sfira. So their sphere is not a good sphere. It's such a geshmak as svara, says the Kovner Rav. He says, but I have a big problem with this svara. Why didn't the Baal Amor answer this for the teretz? Baal Amor is the kasha. Why didn't we count two spheres? So he should have said a simple teretz. The kasha is not a kasha. Why? Because he can't count two spheres. Because counting two spheres is not a sphere at all. You know, they say over that the Beis HaLevi said, about his son Reb Chaim Brisk. He said the difference between me and Reb Chaim is the Beis Halevi said as follows: when someone asks me a kasha, I give him a teretz. So he's happy he asked me a good kasha, and I'm happy that I gave him a good teretz. Everyone's happy. He said, my son Reb Chaim, someone asks him a kasha, he proves to him why a kasha is not a kasha. So the person that asked the kasha is not happy because he doesn't have a kasha. And my son's not happy to give him a teretz, he didn't give him a teretz. He just explained why a kasha is not a kasha. So l'chayre, the same idea is here with this Dvar of Rome. The Kovner Rav is asking a kasha, right? You have a kasha, one to say, count Svira Misafik. What do you mean? You can't count Svira Misafik because it's not accounting. Why do you count Svira if you don't know what you're saying? So the whole Balamoz kasha is not a kasha b'chlal. So with the Dvar of Rome, l'chayre, says the Dvar of Rome, if I'm saying what's true, I'm not even saying a teretz in the Balamor. It's not even a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Because the Balamor says we should count Misafik every night, two nights. You can't count Misafik two nights. It's impossible because it's not a sphere of Bechlal. So the Dvar of Rome has a little like Chlish Adas in the Sefer, and he says L'chayra we fall away from this whole svara of the Balamor, and L'chayra he says that we can't. He doesn't want to say his svara l'halachim. And this is l'chayra, a very not gishmaki thing, because just masber the Dvar Avram, so gishmak, right? Well, so, you know, you have the maskana, the gemara is so close, so what's the havamina? And you have the havamina, so what's the maskana? But l'maisa, you have such a gishmaki Dvar Avram over here that tells us that counting without clarity is not counting, so it's so gishmak, but you have a balamor that stands against it, what can we do? So the emes is like this. There's many rishonim that hold that Sfiras Ha'ayma B'zman Hazeh is a deraisa. We all know the Rambam, the famous sheet is HaRambam, Tmidim U'Musafim, and Mechaba, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that V'yizor, you should say Sfira when it gets dark. Why? Because the Rishonim that hold, that Midairaisa, it is Sfiras Ha'ayma B'zman Hazeh is Midairaisa. And the Bir Halach, in the beginning of Sim Tov Petes, brings a whole list of Rishonim that hold like the Rambam. It's interesting, he brings the Chinuch, but it seems to be there's a machloikis to Mishneh Berurah and the Menchas Chinuch, if it's what the Chinuch holds. The Chinuch is not so clear, and the Menchas Chinuch names on that the Chinuch holds it's Midrabanan, but Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halach names on that it's a Deraisa. It's an interesting thing to look inside the Chinuch. If you look inside, you can see it both ways. Two big Gaonim, the Mishneh Berurah and the Menchas Chinuch, arguing what the Sheet Sechinuch is. But Al Kaponim, you have many Rishonim that hold that it's a Deraisa. So L'chayr, if you can hold Sfiras Ha'ayim as a Deraisa, you can't say to Svara that it's going to come out to be a Zilzil in Shavuos. So L'chayr, you're going to count every single night. So a person's going to count every single night, he's going to get to Shavuos. It's a real deraisa. So if it's a real deraisa, what are you going to say, Lefi the Rambam, why you don't make a Yom Tov Sheni? Why don't we make Yom Tov Sfiras Ha'ayma Sveika D'Yayma of Sfiras Ha'ayma? Why don't we make Sfiras Ha'ayma Sveika D'Yayma? L'chayra, we don't have a Malach. So I was thinking, maybe an Echanami. Maybe the Dvar Avram can't go like the Bal Hamor, but maybe he can go like the Rambam. Because the Rambam, we don't have a Malach. Why? There is no Sveika D'Yayma, why we don't say twice, why we don't count Sfiras Ha'ayma.
How can you count
B'chol?
What? How can you count B'chol?
Why?
You can't
on. So L'chayra, the pshat is, again, I'm not going into when the Mekadosh al Piriya what the halacha was, but I'm doing Bizman Hazeh, we do know that the first day Yontif is the real day Yontif, and the second day is Minhag HaVisveini B'Yadeinu. So that's it. You would count like that. So according to the Rambam, L'chayra, even though it's Terei Minhag HaVisveini B'Yadeinu, but still you would count both, and you would continue counting both. I mean, Psi Pesach Frank as a
Kach. The
Balamor
is Amos HaSofik.
Quoting?
The Balamor is Amos HaSofik. The Dvar Avram, it's not Minhag HaVisveini, to make him a Sakin.
What do you mean? No, the Dvar Avram
does... It's the Balamor. The Balamor is only Amos HaSofik. You don't know what you're counting.
That's the Dvar Avram.
The Balamor. The Dvar Avram's case, I mean.
Yeah.
But
more
is only making a
takana.
The whole
takana I'm never saying with me. Yeah, well, the chayyur is I thought of that, but I don't know that that's what this one you want to say is that is that to be mechalek between the Dvar Avram and the Balamor. That the Dvar Avram is saying where it's be'etzem a safik, so the guy's mixed up, so let's b'chalma the sfira. But a guy's doing it al tzveika the yom, it's different. I don't know that you can make such a chilek. What's the difference tzveika the yom or not? The guy's counting tonight because he doesn't know if it's the third night. What's the difference why he doesn't know? He doesn't know because they weren't Makad Shapiria, because he lost it.
He knows that.
I'm saying, he doesn't know.
No, he knows today is really number two, but you're saying three. I'll spin again.
So again, but you machzik, the whole minig I was saying is to be machzik in the old minig. Vaiti, I can be machzik in the old minig when you're counting misafik. It's not accounting. You can't. Again, it's not a lip service. It's not like zecher and zecher. It's taka really counting. You can't count both. You just can't do both. So Tzi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Mekroi Kodesh, he is Kstama Jakava Zach. What's going to be with the bracha? He says you have a problem with this. You have a problem with the Dvar Avram because of Stamazo. You have a problem with the bracha, and he asks the Balamor. You have this kasha. What's going to be with a bracha? So he says, Vice the Chalice, the Balamor didn't know that there was a problem with the bracha. Why wouldn't it be a problem with bracha? I guess we say, Chveis, Kiddush, the second night, we make a Shechiyonu, right? On the Tzad that the first night was Yontif, so what are you making Shechiyonu now? It's going to be a Hefsik between the Kiddush and the bracha. It's a Hefsik between the Kiddush and the. You know, they say, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichter. It's a Shailah, it's a Svekedem Yom HaRichter. That's why the Baltakeya by Shechiyonu puts on a new baguette, and we take out a new peri in the second night, Rosh Hashanah. But what happens if it's not Rosh? If you're not mechuyif to say the Shechiyonu, you're saying it on a peri in between Kiddush and eating? The guy's blowing the shayfa. He makes the bracha l'shmei kol shayfa, and then he makes a Shechiyonu on his new baguette. Imagine if there's no chiyuf Shechiyonu, he's making a Shechiyonu on a new baguette between making a bracha on tkiyah shayfa and blowing shayfa. It doesn't have any pshat. I mean, it's a real hefsik. But it seems to me in the poskim that if there's a suffix that you have to make the bracha, so you're allowed to make the bracha because that's a chelik in a mitzvah to be able to chap around this bracha. I and the tzad that not, so I have a backup plan that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. But on the tzad that it's not, even on the tzad that it is a bracha levatola, so I have the backup plan, but I have to do it right now. If I have to do it right now, l'choyre it's not a hefsik. I mean, they speak about it by the. The Ivitz and Kivega both speak about it. We got a notion that make a bracha on ready lighting the candles, and then if they get an answer, Amen on the Shechiyonu, if they made a Shechiyonu on the candles already, so it comes out why they have no Shechiyonu to the Shechiyonu, so maybe for them it's a hefsik between the Kiddush. The Achranim speak about that. I'll call upon him, so this is what we have now. So maybe in the Shit Sarama. I was just thinking also, maybe. So let's just clarify what we have. If you hold that like the Ran in the Kesef Mishnah that on a Drabonon you never make a Sveika the Yoima, then you don't have the Balamos Kasha B'chlal. The Balamos Kasha is only with a Hanocha that you make on a Drabonon you make a Sveika the Yoima. If on a Drabonon you don't make a Sveika the Yoima, so the Kasha doesn't start. If you hold that on a drabonon, you do make a sveikah d'yoyma, you have the kasha. Now, the Balamos Teretz is l'choyra only good if you hold that tzvius ha'oyma b'zman hazeh is a drabonon. If you hold tzvius ha'oyma b'zman hazeh is a deraisa, vaita, you don't have the Balamos Teretz. So that's l'choyra, the first mahalach, that means in a drabonon, there's no sveikah drabonon. In a drabonon, if you hold, there's no sveikah drabonon, that we're not machmin azovik drabonon. So the kasha doesn't start, we don't have to come on to the Balamor's Teretz. If you hold that, like the Balamor, that it's a Drabonon, and you have to make a Sveik of the Drabonon, so Memela, why don't you do it by Svira? So you need the Balamor's Teretz, maybe you could say a different Teretz, but you have the Balamor's Teretz, that what? That it's going to be a Zilzl in the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and in the Rambam, we don't have a Mahalach, so maybe we can say the Mahalach of the Dvar Avram in the Rambam. I was just thinking of perhaps in learning another Rishonim as well, that we all know Shmini Atzeres. When it comes Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara Paskins, we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. Why do we sit in the Sukkah? It's a Sofik, maybe it's really a Shana Rabbah. and we sit in the sukkah and we don't make a bracha. Yisuv meisiv yisvinan. The Gemara sukkah daf mem zayin. Bruchei loy mevachinon. We don't make a bracha. Frak toisvis. What do you do about lulav? Lulav, you should also take. You have to take lulav and shmina atzeres. So other rishonim give other terutzim, but the other terutzim are the Ran will say that's midrabbanon. The Ran Taki says it over there. On lulav is a drabbanon, so you don't make a sveika diyoma on a lulav. But Tosfos says the problem is that it's mukta and it's minkra milsa, and it's going to be a zilzel. But maybe you can take it. But why is sukkah not a zilzel? Why is sukkah not a zilzel? People like to sit outside. They like to eat a meal in the fresh air outside. So maybe it's not. You can't know I'm eating hilashay mitzvah. It's not a problem. But lulav is a problem of zilzel. Now, I think Tosfos and Mem Zayin and sukkah is not saying the same thing as the Balamor. It's a zilzel to yontif if you're going to use the lulav and esrog on yontif because it's mukta. Not that you're going to end up being mezalzel and shmini atzeres. It's just a zilzel to yontif that you're going to use the lulav and esrog. That's the lashon mashma in Tosfos Mem Zayin. The Balamor is saying the whole. So it could be Tosfos can also hold like the Dvar Avram, because he holds that the whole reason that they weren't masakin, it's going to be a zilzel. It's a zilzel to take a lulav and esrog on yontif. Masha'enkein, is it a zilzel to count spheres? Maybe the Balamor is really talking about that you're going to be mezalzel in the yontif. People are going to be mezalzel in the yontif.
You're not going to think it's yontif.
Yeah, you're not going to think it's like you're not going to think it's yontif. So the Tosfos doesn't hold that. I don't think Tosfos says that. Tosfos says it's just a zilzel to take a lulav and esrog. He doesn't say the svara that it's a zilzel to take a lulav and esrog, unless Tosfos will hold maybe that it's a zilzel to count svira on shvuas. Maybe he'll hold that one. Possible, yeah, possible not. On mesupik, maybe you could say the svara in Tosfos as well. But Al Kaponim, so that's just Klor to Chazov, what we learned, the Balamor's Kasha. The main Kasha, the third Kasha of the Balamor that we asked was, why is it that we don't count two nights, Sveika Diyoyme, each night? And he says the reason is because we're going to come to count the 50th night of Svira, which is Shavuos. What's going to happen? We're going to count the 49th night. The people are going to be mezalzel in it, and that's not good. So Mamela, if people are going to be mezalzel, they're not going to keep Shavuos properly. The Dvar Avram, we asked, said that what? If a person's traveling on the way and he's mesupik, which day it is, he counts two Sviras. We spoke out that the reason why he can't count two Sviras, says the Dvar Avram, because he doesn't know what he's counting. Just like the Magen Avram's Svara in Noshim, that you don't know what you're counting. If you don't know what you're counting, b'chayr, it's not a counting b'chlal. The Dvar Avram says, even though it's such a geshmak as svara, that if you don't know what you're counting, it's not a svira b'chlal. But l'chayra, this, the Baal HaMor doesn't say this svara, and he still has it for akasha, so l'chayra doesn't hold of the Dvar Avram's yisoid. He doesn't have a problem with counting two sviras. So we said that perhaps that the Dvar Avram could still fit in the Shitas HaRambam, that what? That the Rambam holds that Sfira Sa'ime Bezmanazez a deraisa. And if you hold Sfira Sa'ime Bezmanazez a deraisa, l'choira, you should say a sveika deraisa. Every single night you should count two nights. We have a Gevalde Akash, we don't have the Baal HaMor's Teretz. Why don't we have the Baal HaMor's Teretz? Because l'choira, you don't say the Svar of a Zilzel when you have to Vade count, just like on the second Kash of the Baal HaMor, when the Baal HaMor asks, why do we count the second night Pesach? L'chayr, it's a zilzel to the yontif Pesach, but we know that there's a vaday mitzvah. So there's a vaday mitzvah you'd have to count. And also, l'chayr, in a sveika deraisa, sofek deraisa l'chumra. It's either midaraisa, midarabonim, but there's a vaday chiv. So l'chayr, you would have to count. So l'chayr, maybe in the Rambam you could say it. Then we said, stamazoi, that in the Rishonim that hold, like the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah that hold, that every derabonim, you never say a sveika. You never say to make a sveika d'yoyim by the rabbanon bechlal, like you don't do by lulav, you don't do by any other rabbanon. So therefore, lefi those rishonim, the kasha doesn't start at all because sfira sa'ayma is a rabbanon, and we would never make a sveika d'yoyim. I know people can ask me, l'chori, you find by morer, you eat the second night. L'chor, you have to say mor is nigra after the matzah, is din al matzah sem riyam yechlu. It's one big din. You don't look at mor by itself. Once there's a psak, then you have to keep Pesach the second day. So l'chor, we keep all the mitzvahs of the second day. L'maisa, I think there's a pelvic thing that we learn out of this dvar of Rom al pidrush. We're counting spheres. So I'm don't know. The memches dvarim shatayin niknas behem. Other Rabban Kotler says a meruma is neged. He brings it from previous that memches dvarim shatayin niknas behem is the 49 days of the sphere and those are the first 48 days and the 49th days are yom hakoil of all the days of sphere. It's yom hakoil of everything. It's koil everything. So we have 49 days that each and every person goes up one madrega in kinyonei hatayin. Person can't be confused if today's the second day, the third day, or the third day, the fourth day, because the madrig he has to work on is another chelik of kinyan at Torah and another kinyan of Torah, and if he doesn't know where he's holding, so he's not working properly on the kinyan at Torah. The Baal Musa used to say, person can be married to his wife for many, many years, and imagine you find out the kedushin is not a kedushin, find out that the kesef he gave wasn't a shavaprut, that the shtar he gave wasn't good. Whatever it was, the Edom or Apostle, he's living with his wife all these years, he doesn't have a Kinyan Ishus in her. So why is he living with her? He's still living with a lady, it's not his wife. So a person that learns Torah, but he doesn't have the Memches, Dvarim Shatayin Niknas Behem. And there, by Kedushin, you only need one. By Torah, you need all 48. So he's just living with the Torah, but it has no Shaychus to him. So how important it is to go and make sure that each and every day we chap around one of the Kinyonai Torah to prepare ourselves to Har Sinai. And I think there's another thing that we can learn out of this Balamoa Pidrush also. That if a person is still going to be holding by in middle of Svira when it comes Shavuos night, it's a zilzul to Shavuos. That means is a person's still preparing himself. Shavuos is here. How are you preparing yourself still for Shavuos? A person's still busy preparing himself. He should be prepared already before. Mishatarach Be'er Shabbos, Yerichel B'Shabbos. One Shkia comes, it's over. Avad the Shavuos. There's a dinim matan Torah. But all the preparations, a person can't wait till Shavuos night. He has to have all the memchas dvarim. Shatar is nikness behem. But we know one thing, that we have tremendous, tremendous Yata Deshmaya. We know Pesach by night, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went to Memche Sharei Tumah. 7 days later, by Shvi'i Shel Pesach, what a Chazal tell us? Ro'asa Shivcha La'yom Asher Lo'iro Yecheskel B'Ruvo'osei. That the Shivcha, the maiden on the sea, saw what Yecheskel, the Maisim Makovah. We heard Shavuot this morning, maybe some of us are half asleep, it's after Vezikin. But the Maisim Makovah that we lay in the Haftorah of Shavuos, Nevuos Yecheskel, is an unbelievable Nevuah. It talks about the Maisa Merkava, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The maiden on the sea saw more. From the Memtesh Shari Tumah a week ago, she already was on that tremendous, tremendous Madrega. Of course, you have to know what that Madrega means and what it goes away. You know, in Kelm, they used to call it a Kelbine Spilus, a person, you know, you look, you saw, but you go weiter, it didn't become part of you. They say, Baruch Bey used to say, why don't we stand up? A lady's expecting a child. Why don't you stand up for it? The baby's learning Kol HaTorah Kula. To say, because it's Torah without Amelus. The Malach is like, you know, today you have a computer. We understand what it means. You just download it. It's no big deal. There's no Amelus. There's no Aravanya. It doesn't have a din of Talmud Chacham. It's not something they can go and be Mechabed. You only Mechabed at Talmud Chacham with Amelus. And that's, if you have tremendous Amelus, but I'll call upon him, the Ras HaShiv Chalayom, these Giluyim and all these things come down to us in each and every time, in each and every tkufa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Avada, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim a few thousand years ago. But each and every year comes down to Giluyim that we have the tremendous chusim of the Leilas Kaddish Chag, of going out of Mitzrayim, and the Yimei Achol HaMoed, which the tremendous Amakroi Kodesh, and then you have Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which we get the Kriyas Yamsif, the Rasa Shiv Chalayom, and then the Yimei HaSfira, which the Rishonim call like Yimei Achol HaMoed, the Chinuch and the Ramban speak about how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can come to Shavuos with a true Kabbalah Satayra. It's tremendous Yata Deshmai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. He took us out from the biggest, like we learned, Mitchiloiv David Zorah Yavaseinu, but each and every year he's going to give us this opportunity and constantly gives us this opportunity, Pesach to Shavuos, that we Kechap Arayin, going out of the Tumah, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shtakim Obi Zoycha, to get to the true Yisrael Mitzrayim from the Memtesh Shari Tumah. We should be able to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah's Atayin and Shavuos. And this Chus, I see such an Oilam here, Mamish humbled, as I think it's the first time in South Florida that a group of Yidden got together, Chalamoid, and said, we want to hear, we want to learn together. Yimchazek me, my Kedusha Samoid. I think Rabbi Bledger doesn't even feel like he's out of Lakewood. Right now, when he's in this room, he feels he's still in Lakewood. So Baruch Hashem, you know, all the Bata Knesses and Bata Midrashis in the world, you know, we're all one. We're sitting, it's all Torah. It doesn't make a difference where you are. We all have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and the Eibusha should give us the schus. We're going to be zeichet to big schusim, and it'll be a tremendous schus to go to Kabbalah Satayra, befrat nisn nigalu, benisn nasidin ago. We shall be zeichet next year, l'shona haba, b'shlaim abnuyu, we shall be zeichet to go keg Mashiach, tzid keinib meherev yomeinu, amen.
What's your name?